Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Moses Ramos Hernandez and Gabriela Della Croce from Gardening the Community in Mason Square in Springfield. Moses, you kind of grew up in this community that's gardening the community.
Actually, I went to school in Mason Square in Elias Brookings Magnet School. And so I sort of had this connection to this community this whole time. I grew up in the north end of Springfield, which is sort of a little bit on the other side. North end is sort of like the Hispanic equivalent to Mason Square.
Yeah. How did you get involved with gardening the community? You were in ninth grade. You're 18 now?
Yes, I am. So I got involved through my friends. My friends were already working with gardening community, and they brought me along. I started because I wanted to have some sort of income. I wanted to get paid. I was 13.
And they pay you to do this? Yes. And I mean, I'm assuming just with the name Gardening the Community and what I remember from before, that's exactly what it is. It's creating these gardens in these otherwise urban spaces you wouldn't expect them to, maybe with people that haven't had as much exposure to agriculture and gardening. Mm-hmm. And so was that you before you started gardening the community?
I had no idea the whole process of just vegetables in general.
Yeah. What was your view of food before you started gardening the community? And what's your view of food now?
Well, healthy food was kind of just, I wasn't really into it at all.
Stay away.
Yeah. I've never heard of it, but I don't want it in my mouth.
Yeah, especially since the healthy food I was exposed to was the sort of healthy food in schools, which was disgusting. I really just wasn't really into vegetables and fruits and didn't have a taste for vegetables. Fruits, of course, everyone loves fruits. Everyone loves strawberries. And I realized after working with Gardening Community, the ones we get at the grocery store aren't very quality food. Most of the time, not even picked in the U.S. I learned a lot of that through Gardening Community.
Gabriela Della Croce, what's your relationship with Gardening the Community?
I first got connected to Gardening the Community as a student in the area a number of years ago. And
where?
I was at Smith.
Heard of it.
So I graduated from there in 2011. I started out, did my senior capstone project and, you know, connection to them, made a video about them, moved to Nicaragua, moved to Boston, came back. And every single time I've moved to and from this area, more times than most people I can keep track of, really.
Yeah.
But I always came back to GTC and was volunteering with them, interning with them, working with them. I just recently moved back to start working with them again because it's such a special organization. It's an organization with so much heart that I think has a really unusually thoughtful approach to working with young people, paying them a modest stipend to learn really important skills and learn about food justice issues and grow food in a community that doesn't have a ton of access to fresh produce.
What are some of the things that you hear from members of the community?
Well, I'm not from the community, so it's always interesting for me to observe as an outsider and yet also work to really like work in solidarity with them and come in and kind of support them.
Uh-huh.
But the thing I keep hearing, I think, especially in relation to our farm share, we have a accessibly priced farm share that we do in connection with a partnership with Next Barn Over in Hadley.
Yeah.
And people come and they say, I had no idea that this existed in Springfield. There's not a whole lot of agriculture. There's not a whole lot of gardens. There's not a whole lot of vegetables. And you stumble upon this little oasis. Young people laughing, growing food. It becomes a real platform for community building in a really powerful way.
So Moses, obviously, you've stayed with the organization for 4 years, which is a long time period. You know, what inspires you to keep working with gardening in the community?
I love the opportunity to be involved in something meaningful. I love being able to affect people's lives in a very positive way, especially the community of Mason Square. The injustices in the food aspect of the city, they don't have any access to healthy organic foods at all. Even when they go out and try to look for organic healthy foods, it's extremely expensive. So being able to offer not only local organic food, but organic food that's affordable.
So if I wanted to buy a pint of strawberries and I live in Mason Square, what do I have to do to buy some fresh strawberries?
Well, if you don't have a car, you're going to need to take the bus to Save a Lot, which is out of the community. You're going to have very limited places inside the community that are very small, and they definitely won't have local organic or very quality produce.
How is the food that you are growing in Gardening the Community in Mason Square getting to the people of Mason Square?
The farmers market, Mason Square Farmers Market on Saturdays, which we bike our vegetables there and sell it to the community. We have our farm stand that we have on Thursdays on our Hancock site. A lot of times we even have people come inside and they see like collard greens in the back, they want to go inside and pick their own.
Yeah.
We offer that to them too.
Oh, cool. How is this being paid for? Because they're paying you. Is it all young people that are gardening the community?
Yeah.
They're paying you stipends. It's growing food in a place you wouldn't otherwise be growing food. It's giving food to people who wouldn't otherwise have easy access to this kind of food. How does this get paid for?
Well, we're a nonprofit, so we're totally mission driven.
Yeah.
I should emphasize that, you know, the stipends, I think to most people, it's a very modest stipend that they use.
But still. Yeah.
I mean, it's meaningful. We have grants, we have donors, we have people that support the work we do. And we're a nonprofit.
Now, Moses, you grew up very near Mason Square, at least, and still in Springfield, went to school there. What do you hear from people in your community about what gardening the community and these gardens mean?
Certain people don't even realize. Like, we've had plenty of times where people come in and are like, I've driven past Hancock so many times. I've driven past the garden. I never took a second to look and actually see this organization. I've never noticed a garden here.
Yeah.
But for the people that are in Mason Square and have noticed, I've heard a lot of good things. And when we acquired our new land on Walnut Street, a lot of people walked by and are like, you're turning this into a garden? Oh my goodness. Like, we've had just a lot of good feedback.
I would love to hear how it's affected what you eat and what your family eats.
Definitely affected what I eat, because I always loved McDonald's. Changing what I eat has made me become, like, I notice I get more energy. I'm able to do more. But it also affects my family, because I have a lot of family. I have a lot of history of obesity and different kind of health problems within my family. And so being able to introduce healthy organic vegetables and educate my family is really life-changing to them, especially my mother, who was on the verge of becoming a diabetic.
Mm.
I really pushed her to change her eating habits around and drink more water, because she always drank soda.
Yeah.
And really changed the dynamic of my family and changed where we buy our vegetables and what we buy from the grocery store, and really change how we eat.
Moses Ramos Hernandez and Gabriela Della Croce from Mason Square's Gardening the Community, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.